Hi, I'm Sylvia Moss, and this is Insight, a presentation of iHeartMedia, where we really do care about our local communities and all our listeners who live here. And that's exactly why I truly enjoy bringing all these incredible stories and very important information to you every week. Today, we're going to meet another one of those wonderful women that our friend Lucy Nazzo fondly calls moms on a mission. This remarkable mom was truly alarmed when she realized that a lot of school-age kids in her area were facing food insecurity. About 6 years ago, the outgoing PTO president of Derry Township Area School noticed that quite a few of the kids in her district were being subsidized for the food that they got in school. And she, well, there's first thing you need to know about this lady has five kids, and a couple of them were still at home when she started this. She realized that even though these particular kids received food while they were in school, there were days of the week that they weren't getting proper nutrition, like on weekends. And she knew she had to do something about it, but like all moms on a mission who are so devoted to taking care of children in need, she knew that she had to come up with a plan. So, with a lot of hours of hard work and the support of several like-minded individuals, her organization, known as Coco Packs, developed into a remarkable food program. This program, since it started, now serves over 1,400 insecure kids in our area. In the studio with me today is that wonderful woman. Her name is Christine Drexler. She's the founder and director of Coco Packs. And along with her is her marketing director, Lindsay Drew. Ladies, please jump in at any time. I wanted to ask you, first of all, when people think about the Hershey area, Hershey's always been known as a more affluent area. How does something like this, where kids are, I don't want to say starving, but kids need food, how did that ever happen in Hershey?
Well, I think it's a great question. Thank you. But, you know, food insecurity is everywhere. And I think one of the things that we have done as a society for too long is believe that it only exists in certain areas. There's always been some level of need and food insecurity in Derry Township and Hershey. And just because the home values may be a bit higher doesn't mean that people don't still, face those challenges. So I think removing that stigma is one of the, first things that we always try to do, because food insecurity is everywhere.
Oh, stigma, whether it's drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, it's all a matter of we're judging each other, and that's a horrible thing to do. Anyway, Miss Chris, Coco Packs, oh my God, I can't believe what you've done in a couple of years. But it wasn't just like, hey, I'm going to do this and bingo, it's done. This was like a journey for you. What's the first thing you thought you had to do or you needed to do?
Well, absolutely. The first thing was, to connect with the school district, mm-hmm. because without them, there was no way that this was going to be able to happen. And it's really ironic to me, looking back right now, that the food service director said to me, you're part of a miracle. And I was like, well, what are you talking about? Because the idea was pitched in August of 2015. The first packs were distributed in November. I wanted to make sure for Thanksgiving that those packs would be in the hands of those kiddos that we enrolled. And he said to me, Christine, I have projects that have been waiting for 2 years. He said, you have done this in this amount of time. He goes, and I do want you to know it's a miracle. And I was just like, no, when you're committed to doing something, you're going to be on fire for that.
Yeah.
And God put all of the people in place to make that happen. But it was one thing after another. First, it was, where's the space going to be? Then it was the dollars. The school generously donated the space, but we needed the dollars. So I literally went to 10 people and ask them to believe with me. And there was a matching grant for the Central PA Food Bank at the time of $5,000. So every time I went into another meeting, there was another hurdle, and the money was the hurdle. And I got to go back and say, I've got the $5,000 from these 10 generous people. And then we got the matching grant from the food bank, and away we went.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you started, so what you did was, there were 10 people who believed in, that says a lot for you too, people, when you put out some money for something like that that's not well established, that's huge. But what are Coco Packs? What's inside of them?
So we try, the thing that's most important for people to understand about what we do as far mm-hmm. as what we put in that pack is a balance of both the educational piece and then the piece where there are things in there that children would not be able to buy because they don't have the funds to purchase something. So early on, I had a Pop-Tart in a pack. Mm-hmm. And one of our moms, whose children we assist, came to me and said, thank you. Again, I have lots of kids. There's several kinds of Pop-Tarts in my cabinet. So again, education. And I'm like thinking, okay, why am I getting thanks for a Pop-Tart? She looked at me and she said, you know what? In my house, my child would never get that. So to have that in that pack is a treat. So that understanding of food insecurity and what that looks like. So we tried even to this day to balance what we put in with items that might not be able to be purchased, as well as nutritious items that...
Well, give me an idea, like what typically goes in. You said the education. What is the educational component of it?
So the educational component...
people learn about...
About food insecurity?
Yeah.
So the packs themselves have 27 to 30 items in it each week that provides that supplemental food assistance for over the weekend. From the education component, it's also developed through intentional partnerships. So the Blessings of Hope and working with other providers that we're able to also provide weekly eggs and milk and nutritious fresh fruits and vegetables so that we're helping to make sure that there are balance meals there, but also providing those items that are special to kids that help them to feel included and, you know, not different. I think so often when you think of people in need or, you know, that stigma kind of going back to it, people think, well, whatever they can get, right? It's a charity, quote unquote. And that's just not really how it is. We want kids to be able to feel, the same and make sure everyone has that same ability, because when you remove those barriers, which food insecurity and childhood hunger is a huge barrier to learning, when you remove those, a child's able to be set up for their absolute best chance, you know, to thrive in school, in life, you know, and at
home. Well, sure. Not only are they getting nutrition that feeds their body and brain, but years ago it used to be the kids... They're the kids that wore the fancy clothes and the kids that had holes in their shoes. And it was obvious because they had holes in their shoes, which kids didn't have it. But that's a very important part of what you do too now, that nobody knows who these kids are that's getting the foods.
Correct. The protection of the identities of the children who receive Cocoa Pops is really at the heart of all of this. The integrity of that confidentiality has to be maintained so that... you know, no one's identified in that way. But just touching on one of the things that you just mentioned about the shoes and that type of thing really helps expand that vision, because it started with the food insecurity. And Christine can touch on that.
Heard about that.
There's a lot more wraparound services.
Not only is she
packs getting...
Exactly.
Gateway.
Exactly.
Well, tell us about that.
And that is the thing. And thank you, Lindsay. That is... very important to me, because early on I thought it was about the food. But what we came to recognize was, what are the barriers to learning? What are those things that are preventing students from being emotionally and physically well? And the first thing was the young man that came in with long sweatpants and long sweatshirt in 104 degrees. And I'm like, buddy, time to switch over to your shorts and t-shirts. And his mom said, we don't have the money for the next size. Oh, so out of that, our clothing closet was born. Every single thing that we came up against that we felt was a barrier for emotional or physical wellness, we have added to the organization, and especially that educational component. We have really strong partners that we work with that help make sure to provide different things so that we can teach our kiddos things as well, so that they can learn as well as receiving. And, you know, we had a little girl say she can't wait for her daughter, when she grows up, to come to the clothing closet.
Oh, my God.
So the stigma is not the association and the give back. You know, we recently had a dad come with his daughter, you know, in our drive-through, and it was pouring rain. We had very few volunteers at that particular time. And he said, can I help you? And I thought, I'm here to help you, and you want to help me. And I hesitated. And then I went, that's what it's about.
That's right.
It's about that full circle love that we lead with that makes it feel like an environment of nothing but care and compassion that allows someone to get out of his car with his daughter and model service to her to say, wow, this is what I can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you were really lucky when you got the Hershey Middle School as your distribution center, but then COVID came along and you had to move it. And you're back there now, though. So how did you handle things as far as when COVID was in? You went to another church, I believe, was it? Or to a church?
Right. So there is no mountain we won't move for our kiddos in the middle of the night. Lindsay,
that's trucks okay.
And a team and a team came together to shift our entire operation. We took a leap of faith to get additional space so that we had a location. You know, if the school was closing, because we did that a couple times, it opened, it closed, we moved back, went to the church. So we are so grateful to Spring Creek Church of the Brethren. We have been outside for over a year and a half running a drive-through, and to the school district who, you know, has been so supportive as they can during this challenging time for them, you know, in that decision-making process. But it forced us, you know, as we grew, it forced us to make some decisions that were in the betterment of the organization and overall in the betterment for the children that we're assisting.
We know we were talking about the impact it has had on the community and on you too. And to see a community open up so quickly, as an example, you have what? How many sites do you have now? 10, is it 10 sites all over the area? Pickup sites for people?
Yeah, so the PAC distribution works in conjunction and partnerships with other school districts.
Okay.
So, you know, Coco PAC is based in Derry Township. That's right, where the warehouse and the primary distribution is. But we work with school districts around the area to distribute PACs to those, you know, to kiddos in districts all over Dauphin County.
Well, do you mind if I mention where these places are? And you can correct me if I'm wrong. Hershey Early Childhood Center, Hershey Elementary School, Hershey Middle School, Hershey High School, St. Jones over in Hershey, Market Square. That's Market Square in Harrisburg, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The Milton Hershey School, the Vista School, Boys and Girls Club of Harrisburg. That's a pretty big deal. And the Hershey Library, you have, don't you have packs there and information about it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell me, as like I said, this picked up so fast. Tell me the way you're talking, I know you truly believe in, my God, the way things are falling into place. I mean, look at, it's perfect. It was meant to be. Was there any point when you were so frustrated, you think, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to go? I know what your answer is.
My answer is never, because at the forefront of everything I do are the faces of these children. And I'm not going to let down any one of those children at all from any place or area that needs our assistance. So we were also in Downey Elementary in Harrisburg. So when the Boys and Girls Club shut down, then we were able to get our PACs more directly into the hands of the students in the Harrisburg School District. So that was actually a blessing as well, because that model works to get the kids right there, get them to the kids through their schools and working with their counselors and social workers. That model's really fantastic. So there were no disruption of service in any area whatsoever. And that we were committed to, because hunger doesn't take a break.
No.
Helping kids doesn't take a break. We don't take off in the summer. Right. We don't take off at the holidays. We are 52 weeks a year that we are taking care of kids in whatever capacity we need to.
And that's a good way of describing most moms out there too. How about, now come on, seriously, it doesn't surprise me a mother of five children got this thing going, because if you don't have children, you can say you love a child or whatever, you don't get it. You just don't. I'm not trying to be mean or rude or even be critical of anybody. It's not that way. You can love a child and give them what they need. But there's something that somebody said to me one time, well, you support your son because that's just the way you are. You're hardwired for it. We are hardwired for it, aren't we? You can't turn it off. I mean, you can't.
Correct. And as a mom myself, yeah. you know, I can relate to that. But I think one of the things that I've seen firsthand is that we are all hardwired as humans to care about others.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And when you're open to utilizing that and putting it into place, you know, we have volunteers that span from, you know, babies and toddlers all the way through their 90s. And not all are parents. Not all have that, mm-hmm. you know, mom gene inside to be able to do it. What it is people recognizing that there are children in need and wanting to step up for that. And if you ever spend time during a distribution and see the walks of life everyone comes from and their backgrounds, mm-hmm. it's people helping people, people helping children. And that really is just a profound feeling.
Well, I agree with you. And I think everything I've heard about your organization, it's like Hershey came to the plate immediately, right?
Well, we really have. I am very proud that we have ignited a community in love and provided that place where you can do anything to help. There are so many things that you can do to help. And to watch moms modeling service to their children, it is really impactful for me to watch that. Because when my children were younger, there wasn't a place where you could go.
Yeah.
There's not an age limitation. There's not an ability limitation. We pride ourselves on the fact that we welcome anyone. And we have our friends from the Vista School who come every week to help us. From Hope Spring Farm, they work at our garden plots for us. Every one of the Derry Township buildings, their kiddos come over and they have a place to feel valued and that they can contribute.
And see, this all ties together with something I've been advocating for years. We have to find a way. The number one influence on kids, yeah, it's peers and all that stuff, is what they see at home. And if they don't see parents who are that way, where are they going to get it from? You know, and you're doing that. You're getting children at a young age and you're inspiring them to give back. Thank you for that. Thank you. Because you were saying about the babies to the 90-year-old people. That is amazing. So as far as volunteers, what do your volunteers do? And what do you need as far as volunteers right now?
We need volunteers because we're ramping back up to go to those higher numbers. Some summer is a little bit slower, but now we're ramping back up. And, you know, again, at our warehouse, in our clothing closet, at our events, we're at our fundraisers. There's volunteers always are welcome and necessary to what we do.
I think it's really awesome, too, the fact that you guys didn't have any money. Can't do anything without money. And seriously,
that's a big part.
Well, thank you for speaking about that.
Well, now that you bring it up.
I wanted you, it's your platform. Go ahead, jump on it.
You really can't minimize or you know, undervalue just how important the financial support is. Cocoa Packs, to date, we don't receive any state or federal funding.
That's what gets
me. It's all through private donations and grants. And the way that people donate to Cocoa Packs has evolved over time. When it first started, it was about the food donations. Now that we are serving so many children, we have the ability to have the buying power. And so financial contributions are incredibly important because it allows us to be able to do that purchasing and make sure that the packs are, you know, being provided equally with the same items to all children. But, you know, the growth is what's really there, and all of the things that it takes to make Cocoa Packs happen. You know, Christine talking about the impact of the pandemic and having to shift operations and, you know, kind of go back and forth. What she isn't saying is that wasn't just moving to a parking lot to distribute. It was taking on an entirely different location that included a warehouse to be able to store all of the food and house the clothing closet when we weren't able to be inside the school property. But it's also included a 40-foot refrigerated container trailer, a refrigerated truck, all the things it takes to get the packs from point A to point B. You know, is really important. And as we grow, that impact is just really huge because according to the Pennsylvania Department of Education in their school nutrition reports, 62% of public school students in Dauphin County are eligible for free or reduced lunch. And that is a indicator of food insecurity. So when you look at, yes, we've been fortunate to do this in Derry Township, but now as you can't deny those numbers, right? And so there's we have this model that's able to support and assist children. And so in the Harrisburg School District, in Middletown Area School District, in Steelton High Spire, we're able to get those packs to those kiddos in those districts because of the support that we receive. So financial contributions really help to make that happen. It costs over $400 per child a year to be able to do it. So when you do the math of 1,400 enrolled children times $400 a year, and that's just the packs, not all of the other wraparound services that are really a critical part of what Cocoa Packs does.
And, you know, I agree with you because I've been doing programs with Central Pennsylvania Food Bank for many, many years. And one of the people who has become a dear friend of mine, because it started out where her husband was my son's best friend, Tara, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. She was in one time, and this was a few years ago, and I said, how has it changed? She said, well, just like you said, people are no longer the people that you see on the streets with the dirty clothes and kids that don't, you know. Nowadays, there are CEOs of companies. They once were CEOs, big shots of companies. They all of a sudden, they sold out to another company, or they cut back or something. And now these people that were big shots are now, they're in that position. And they're going to lose their house. And their kids can't go to college anymore. And then, oh my God, where am I going to get the money from to feed my kids? So it can happen to anybody. And I'm sure some of those kids are among it. But what, let me ask you this, and I know where Chris is. I can read Chris so easily. And I just met the lady. I mean, come on. What has been the most rewarding to you guys personally with this?
To watch that love can win. To actually see in our Cocoa Pack world, there is nothing but love, and how that can be transformed out into the world in a greater way. But to watch people come together in love to help a child is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. One thing, too, I just wanted to throw in there is we were able to be a distribution location for the USDA food boxes.
Okay.
And that helped us immensely to broaden our reach and for other schools to hear about what we were doing. And we were able to start helping because of that contract with the USDA food boxes that we got through our partnership with Food Rescue USA.
Okay.
And that was tremendous to watch our seniors struggling.
Oh, that's another
was heartbreaking. And that we were able to help them during that time, even though our focus is on children through the boxes, they would then turn and help other people. So again, expanding on that love for 6 months, we were able to watch that outside, and it didn't matter if it was raining. It didn't matter.
Freezing, sleeting, snowing.
Like it didn't. Everything. But it didn't matter because we were coming together as human beings in the U.S. of A. to care for one another.
Craziness going on.
Well, I think that that's such a big part of it too, right? Like just from my own personal experience, I know that there were days where sometimes the ugliness of the world like just gets to that breaking point, right? And I, a couple times, showed up and Christine's like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I just needed to be inside the Cocoa Packs world for a moment. And I always allow time when I'm done because I sit in my car and it hits you. And you can't help but be emotional because you realize, you know, the difference that can be made when you just allow love to, you know, take that place. And watching Christine and Cocoa Packs grow, it has all been through these leaps of faith and, you know, believing that at the heart of it all, that love really does win.
It
allows this to be successful.
And even, I mean, you girls are wonderful people, but for people who have doubts, wow, get involved because it's going to turn your whole life around, isn't it?
Well, because when you walk into Cocoa Pax, you know, you were talking about the idea of who needs help and maybe what that looks like. At Cocoa Pax, it doesn't matter how you got there or why you're there. We don't judge based on the chapter we're walking in on or where someone is at that moment in life. And you don't know if the volunteer next to you is someone who also needs that help. All of those things, all of those material things go away because it just becomes, you know, the very best of humanity.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that we just had a mom who was with us from the start. And she sent us the most beautiful letter about how her family, her and her husband, have worked so hard to be secure in what they're doing, that they are now able to give their spot to somebody else. But they talked about the care and the compassion and that it didn't make them feel bad to come to Cocoa Pax because they knew the way that they would be treated. And to that, to us, that is a great success as well. And they're out representing our organization in a positive way to say, yes, it was me, but we're good now. And we're into our next chapter as well. So, you know, agree with Lindsay, you know, it's whatever chapter you're walking in on isn't the one that defined you for the rest of your time.
And that's what we need to get out there. You know, one of the major things that you need other than money and volunteers and things and support for your other extensions of who you are, like the clothes closet and everything, is your food rescue partners. Mm. And wow. Earlier this week, you had an announcement. This is unbelievably huge. Talk to us about it. Wow. So, I can't get over it.
So earlier this year, Christine mentioned Food Rescue US, which is an organization in 36 locations across the nation that help to rescue food. And food rescue is the practice of rescuing fresh edible food from food service partners and being able to utilize that. It eliminates waste and helps to get fresh food, you know, into the hands of those who need it. And so Cocoa Pax is fortunate to be the only organization in Pennsylvania who works with Food Rescue US to utilize their web-based technology that helps create that direct transfer. And we started that this year through Cocoa Pax Food Rescue. And what we announced this past week is just a really large partnership that we are so proud of.
So you spit it out. It's killing me.
So Hershey Entertainment and Resorts, which is the full umbrella of all of the Hershey entities from Hershey Park, Giant Center, Hershey Park Stadium, the Hershey Lodge, the Hotel Hershey, the Cocoa Beanery, the Country Club, Devon, Houlihan's, all of the food service outlets underneath the Hershey Entertainment and Resorts umbrella is now directly partnering with Cocoa Pax to allow us to rescue all of their food that is left over. And so we're able to send out what we call our rescuers through the Cocoa Pax Food Rescue, and then they bring it back to us. Our food rescue receivers help to repackage and get that ready for distribution. And then within 72 hours, it's in the hands of children who can benefit from that. And this partnership is just really groundbreaking for us because we are just doing really amazing things. And the amount of food and it's just a game changer. So
it's meant to be.
Well, and the beauty of that is the understanding that rescued food is a healthier option. And then that rescue food replaces something, an entree in the pack, which saves us dollars, which in turn helps us help more children. Thank so God. That Cocoa Pax Food Rescue is paramount to us being able to help more children. And the partnership with Hershey Entertainment and Resorts is absolutely just going to, like,
Oh my gosh.
And we can't say enough great things about their culinary team. And Kathleen McGraw, the director of corporate and social responsibility for HENR, has been, you know, right alongside us through this. We're so excited to finally have it out there.
And we love you, Kathleen, so much.
Because their team is just phenomenal. But the culinary team, the chefs and the culinary employees who work so hard to provide such a great product are working hard to help us get that food into hands of kids that need it. And watching that transformation is just really powerful because, you know, when we talked about Pop-Tarts earlier,
yep,
and giving kiddos things they don't have a chance to.
Now they're getting chocolate eclairs.
they're getting things like, you know, food that you buy at Hershey Park when yes. you're there. And seeing that, you know, take place is just on so many levels, just really meaningful and critical to our operations. But the Cocoa Packs Food Rescue Program has just been really fun to develop and watch take off because, you know, the model is there and it's another great way for people to volunteer in a mm-hmm. in a way that works for them and be able to support.
And the other thing I love about, because I try to always be present in each piece of what we're doing and to go and pick up that food and to have an employee look me in the face and say, we are so thankful our food is not being wasted anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly from their hearts. They're preparing this food and now they know it's going to help children. And for me, that there is nothing. I mean, that is just so amazing.
You know, every so often somebody comes in here and I'm like trying to hold back the tears. You're on that list, kid. I'll tell you what, this is, I can't even find the words for it except to say thank you. You think you got a lot of stuff to do now. Oh, this is going to really, really take off. But I mean, I'm just so honored to have you in here. I want to ask you specifically, it doesn't matter what it costs. Tell me what is your most urgent need out there. What do you need? Do you need a building? Do you need a vehicle? Do you need, please, seriously, more volunteers. And they're open to all kinds of volunteers.
I think Christine would probably have a laundry list. So I'll jump in here and say.
I have a dream.
Yeah, she has dreams. But right now, the most critical need is time and treasure by way of financial donations.
Okay.
Being able to make sure that the, you know, financial opportunity is there to continue expanding the way that Cocoa Packs serves children. And the number of children is really, really important. So, we can, receive donations online via our website, www.cocoapacks.org.
Okay, good.
Click on donate right on there. You can set up for monthly recurring donations, which is a really great way to help on an ongoing basis. It's out of sight, out of mind, and can be in an amount that's meaningful to you.
Okay.
But every dollar is just exceptionally meaningful to Cocoa Packs.
Well, guys, wrapping this up, and I have to do it soon because my eyes are getting all watery. As I said before, people don't believe me that here in central Pennsylvania, kids are going without nutritional food. What more do I have to say? Thank you. Thank you for continuing to do this. And got to say, my guests have been the founder and director of Cocoa Packs, Christine Drexler, and Cocoa Packs marketing director, Lindsay Drew. Please, please support them. Check them out again at the website. Everything we talked about pretty much is on the site again. That is www.cocoapacks.org. Can't listen to my show when it airs or want any information, contact me at SylviaMaus.com. Or if you can't listen to the show the day it airs, then catch it on the podcast. Just go into your iHeart or any podcast and type in Insight with Sylvia Maus, and it'll direct you right to this program. Again, ladies, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. See you next week.